Good morning, Drift Run Church. Good to be with you guys again this morning. You know, I hope and pray this morning that you can be that man, that you can say that you can be that woman. I know you may be sitting back there this morning saying to yourself, you know, I don't know how I can be. I don't know that if I'm that qualified. Listen to me, you are that qualified this morning. You're that qualified this morning if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior to lead your family and to hold God's hand and do it in both the same way. Pray God, you're highly qualified this morning. Don't let, you know, you're saying yourself here this morning, I don't know, maybe you're saying yourself, you know, I feel like I'm a failure. You're not a failure in Jesus Christ. What I beg you this morning, what I implore for you to do this morning is to keep digging, is to keep serving, keep dragging, keep trying to get to that point. Praise God, I'm going to tell you what, no one starts out with all the answers in this thing. We dig, you search, you have God to guide your life and to direct you in these paths. That's how you get closer. That's how you become the man or the woman that you need to be, amen? That's how you do it. I'm going to be over in 1 Chronicles this morning, the 27th chapter, if you would, please. We'll read one verse, and that's the 28th verse. I told you there last week, you know, and I'll have you stand here for the reading of it. But I told you there last week, I said, you know, God's been dealing with me and talking to me about the oil of God and what the oil represents and what it means. And, you know, I am so blessed this morning because as He's dealt with me on it, I want to talk to you this morning about being a keeper of the oil. That's what I want to talk to you about this morning. If you would, let's stand in 1 Chronicles, the 27th chapter, the 28th verse, if you would, please. 1 Chronicles, the 27th chapter, the 28th verse. And over the olive trees and the sycamore trees that were in the low plains was Baal-Hanah, the Gederite. And over the cellars of oil was Joash. I'm going to read that last bit. And over the cellars of oil was Joash. Let us pray, Father, as we come this morning. Lord, we come with thanksgiving in our heart, Lord. We praise you this morning for what you do for us and what you've done for us. We pray, Father, this morning, Lord, that the sermon would go out, the message would go out the way that you would have it to, Lord. And I pray, Father, that you would open hearts in here this morning. Father, I pray that the anointing would be here this morning, Lord. I pray for that more than anything else. And we will give you the praise that you so rightly deserve. And we ask it all in Jesus' holy and precious name. And amen. 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 You may be seated. Thank you. And over the cellars of oil was Joash. I want to tell you something. There's some vital lessons to be learned in these scriptures that I'm going to talk about this morning. I beg you to go home sometime, as Greg always says, and take and read the 27th chapter of 1 Chronicles and look what God appointed men over. Look what He did. It was important enough for God to write this down. It was that important for God to have somebody who inspired to pin it down. I believe there's a lesson here for each and every one of us if we want to learn it. These are the officers that served the king. This is what they were. This is what they did. I want to ask you something this morning. Do you serve the King of Kings here this morning? Amen. Do you do that this morning? I want to tell you this morning, if you are a child of the King, if you are a child of God, you are appointed here this morning. You are appointed to do His service for Him. And God had appointed them, and David had appointed these out. They had certain positions. They had certain duties that they were appointed to do. I'm here this morning to tell you, brothers and sisters, you know what? You were just not saved to sit on a pew this morning. Amen? You were just not saved to sit there and be like a knot on a log this morning. That's not what it's about. God has given us a job. He has given us what He wants us to do. Praise God, you were appointed to do what God has given you to do. It was a great honor to be chosen by the King. I'm telling you, Greg, it's a great honor to be able to serve the King of Kings here this morning. It's a great honor to say, Lord, you guide and direct my path. You take me where you want me to go. I'm here to tell you, it is a great honor to be serving the one and the true and the living God this morning. Praise God. I mean, these earthly things like that, you know what? They were given things. They were appointed things. And every one of them had a name. Did you notice that? If you go down and read that, every one of them had a name. Praise God. I want to tell you this morning, God knows your name here this morning. When you were born, you were put into the book of life. Do you know that? You were put into the book of life. He knows your name here this morning. He loves you. He knows it. I believe it's a clear message for every one of us. Over in Luke, the 12th chapter, in the 6th and 7th verse, you can turn there if you want, but I believe it's important. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? Now listen to that. I want you to understand what he's saying here. But even the very hairs of your head are numbered. Fear not. Therefore, are ye of more value than many sparrows? I am telling you here this morning, if God knows how many hairs is on your head, he knows your name here this morning. Praise God. You know what? He knows exactly what you're called here this morning. I don't know how it's recorded in heaven, but I do know this. He knows your name this morning. So every one of them that's mentioned had a certain capacity. Not every one of them did the same thing. Ephesians 4:11, and he gave some to be apostles, and some to be prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and some teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body, till we all come in the unity of the faith. Did you get that? We're supposed to come in the unity of the faith. That's what it's about. That's what it's about, to come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of stature of the fullness of Christ. Everybody has a job. I wasn't ever meant to be an auto mechanic. Sean was. There are some people who are preachers that should not be preachers. Amen? There are evangelists that should not be pastors. There are pastors that should not be evangelists. Amen? I'm here to tell you, we've all have a job to do. And brothers and sisters, whenever we do that job and we do it to God wants us to do it, pray God, it'll be done right. I'm here to tell you, you wouldn't want me to be your doctor. Amen? Hey, you wouldn't want me to be your doctor. I'm just going here to tell you this. Listen to this. There are some doctors that shouldn't be doctors. Amen? Just because you go and get the training and the knowledge to be a doctor doesn't mean that you're even equipped to be a doctor then. Just because you think that God thinks you've called you to preach doesn't mean that you can preach. Just because you think you should teach doesn't mean that you should teach. It's only by the calling of God where these things can be done right and be done in the Spirit of God. Amen? I'm here to tell you, everybody, if you do the job that God has called you to do, it will be right. People will be blessed. People will be anointed, and things will happen. Praise God. Now, I'll get to the point of the oil here in a little bit. Just bear with me. I haven't even started preaching about that yet. I'm here to tell you, my point is God has given us the ability to do what no one else can do. I'm here to tell you, praise God, do what God has called you to do and do it with all your heart. If He has called you to do it, it's easy. It's easy to say, let the person handle it. But guess what? God doesn't want something just handled, amen? He wants something done with the Spirit and the power of God upon it. 2 Peter 1:10 says, wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. The problem is sometimes we don't make it sure, do we? For if ye do these things, what's it say? You shall never fail. You know also, there's mentioned, they're appointed by the king. Do you know also that they're not here by accident this morning? There is one soul sitting in these pews here this morning that is here by accident this morning. I believe God has appointed you a time and a place. You are here for a reason this morning. We didn't have to be here because God is so good to us. He has allowed us to be here this morning, has He not? He is such a good God. And He put us here at the right place and at the right time. In Acts 17:26, This is beautiful scripture. Jamie said this here. I think he mentioned this here last week. And has made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth. And has determined, get this, the time before appointed. He knew that you were going to be sitting in Drift Run Church here on this Sunday morning before you was ever born. Do you believe that this morning? I believe it. He appointed that time and the bounds of their habitation. Listen to me. We are not put in this country. We are not put here by accident. We are given what God has appointed us for. And praise God, we need to be making the most of it. He's appointed us a time. Now, with all that being said, I want to concentrate on that verse, on verse 28 there. Joash was keeper of the oil. That's important. Do you know that? The oil was important in those days. It was very important. It was used for religious ceremonies. It was used for the anointing of kings and priests. It was used in the temple. It was used for lighting. It was used for medicine. It was important. Remember the Samaritan and how that how he stopped and he put, what did he do? What did he tell you in Luke? What did he pour into his wounds? He poured oil and wine into his wounds. He did that. They used it for grooming. They used it for cooking. They used it for the animals, the sheep. They used it on all of them. I want to tell you a little story. I got to reading this week. I got to studying. And whenever those sheep, those flies would bother them really bad, well, they would put their oil over top their heads. But sometimes that those flies would put lava in their noses. And those lava would hatch out. Those eggs would hatch out and get up inside their heads. And it would drive them nuts. And the sheep would be hitting their heads against the walls, trying to get them out of there. Couldn't figure out what was going on. And the good shepherd would take and pour oil down their noses to smother out the lava and kill them to get them out of there. I'm telling you, folks, there are times we get stuff in our heads. We get stuff in there, and it seems like it's constantly eating at us and tearing at us. And guess what the good shepherd does? You know what? He anoints us with the oil to get that stuff out of there. Praise God. There is ways. There is ways. The oil was so important to the rest of society back then. And that's why David thought enough of Joash to make him keeper of the oil. You know what the oil represents, brothers and sisters, today? It represents the Holy Spirit. If you are saved here this morning, God thought enough of you to make you a keeper of the oil. Praise God! You are a keeper of the oil this morning. That is what you are. But that's well, but you might think it means more than what we think this morning. The oil represented the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, however you want to say it this morning. That's what it represents. In Acts 10:38, it tells us how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. It said, who went about doing good and healing all those that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. God anointed the King of Kings with oil, with the Holy Ghost, and with power. And guess what he's done for us? Amen. Guess what he has done for us? And see, we have received that into our lives. We can have that. We can be keepers of the oil this morning. We can be that. God has given us that on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Ghost come down and whenever it come in amongst the people. Praise God, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you what, if you're a Christian here this morning, you're filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Amen. If you're a Christian here this morning, you're filled with the Holy Ghost. Don't make it out like it's some bad thing, because it's not. There's been churches that tried to make it out like that, but praise God, it's not. We are filled with the Holy Ghost. We must be good stewards of the oil in our lives. We must be that way. Listen to me. If a lamp is out of oil, that lamp ain't going to burn. Amen? It's not going to burn. We're supposed to be a light to the world, are we not? In Matthew 25, when it talks about the 10 virgins, I ain't got time to go into that scripture the way I'd like to. But I'm here to tell you, when you read about the 10 virgins, they had more in common than what you think they had in common. They had a lot in common. But you know what? They were all pure. They were all virgins. Is that right? I could go into a whole lot of other things that they had in common. But praise God, and you know, they had their life burning. They had them burning. But one of them ran out of oil, did they not? And I'm here to tell you right now, brothers, I want you to understand something. We've got to keep oil in the lamp. We've got to be good keepers of the oil. We've got to be good keepers of the oil. I'm here to say, the five of them were foolish. They didn't get enough to extra to do what they needed to do. The bridegroom cometh with his bride, and there is the virgins out there. I can go into so much on this, but praise God, listen to me. We got to be good keepers of the oil. All show and no go. Don't get it. All show and no go. Don't get it, brothers. It won't get it, folks. We are out in the world. If we're out in this world, we've got to let our light shine. Isaiah 30, 1 through 2 tells us this. Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, and they in that covering with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin, that walk to go down into Egypt and have not asked at my mouth to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. I'm here to tell you this morning, we've gotten to the point in our lives where, you know what? We put more trust in what men say. We put more trust in what the world says than what we do, what the Word of God says, and what people say, thus saith the Word of God. Yeah. Folks, without the anointing of the Holy Ghost, it's all vain. I'm just here to tell you, it's all vain. It's all vain. If the Holy Ghost moves, they can move and do what man cannot do. It's important that we keep monitor of the Holy Ghost and of the oil. Make sure the oil of the Holy Ghost. Listen to me. A preacher can preach. A teacher can teach. A singer can sing. And a testimony can be given. But I'm here to tell you, without the anointing of the Holy Spirit, it's in vain. Amen? I can stand up here and give you a perfect sermon with every perfect word. Stand up here and tell you perfect words of a sermon. Somebody can stand up and teach and give you perfect teaching. Somebody can sing and sing beautifully. And somebody can stand up and give a testimony. And without the anointing of the Holy Spirit, it's in vain. It does nothing. It does nothing without the oil. That's why it's important that we are keepers of the oil. Have you ever heard a preacher or teacher preach? Have you ever heard a preacher preach that you just wish would shut up and sit down? Maybe you're saying that here this morning. I don't know. Have you ever heard that? Amen. I have. I've been in services sometimes where the preacher got up to preach, and from the moment they got up to preach, in my judgment, I may be, but by their fruits ye shall know them. Amen. It's just like it says over in 1 Corinthians. He said, you know what? It sounds like a twinkling cymbal and brass. You know, when it says something done without love, it's just the same thing with somebody preaching that doesn't is not within the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Folks, when we let the oil run out, the fire goes out and the light goes out. It says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light into the world. And give its light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Praise God. Is that not good stuff right there? My wife knows if I'm a good keeper of the oil. Your spouse knows if you're a good keeper of the oil. Amen? Your co-workers know if you're a good keeper of the oil. The friends know if you're a good keeper of the oil. They all know. Because brother says, you will let your light shine before a lost and a dying world. They will know what you stand for. They will know if the Holy Spirit is residing in your life. They will know it by the way that you live your life in front of them. You know, I say this a good bit, and I mean this. Some of these people, the only Bible that they're ever going to read is you. Amen? That's the only Bible that some people is ever going to read. I've noted people have never picked up a Bible, but they'll watch your life. They'll watch what you do. Are you a good keeper of the oil? Do you do that? You know, you can't be a light to a lost and a dying world if your lamp is low on oil. It can't be that way. Remember, this oil can be there no matter what situation you're in your life. Amen? Can be there no matter what you're going through in your life here this morning. No matter what's going on in your life, the oil can still be there. The Spirit can still be in your life. The Spirit can still be showing and going on and showing you and showing forth to people. Praise God. I'm here to tell you this morning, God is the answer to this. He is the answer. Give me oil. You know, there's an old song. I just read, give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning, burning, burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning, burning, burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Amen. Isn't that right? He can do that for us. He is that kind of a God that can keep it going in us. If we are willing and able to listen to Him and let Him guide our lives and direct our paths. The job where God has placed you. You're the light because Jesus said this, and I will pray the Father and He will give you another Comforter that He may abide with you forever. Even in the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth it not. I work with people all the time that do not know the light of Jesus Christ. And if I do not help them see it, how were they going to see it if I do not show that to them and talk to them about it? Seeth it not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth in you and ye and shall be in you. Remember, Joash was the one that kept the lights on at that place back. He's the one that sold oil for them people to keep their lamps burning. We are the ones. We are the light to a lost and a dying world to keep the light burning, to keep the light burning in our hearts. Therefore, I put you in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee, by putting of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Can I tell you something? If you're trying to get somebody saved, that's lost in your family, and you're trying to do it on your own will, by your own power, and you're wondering why it's not working, can I tell you something? Where's the oil at? Let the Spirit of God. Can I tell you something? You do the praying, and let the Spirit of God do the heavy lifting. Amen? Let's do it that way. Let the Spirit of God do the heavy lifting. Because I'm here to tell you this morning, if you do that, I'm here to tell you God will answer. He says, it's not His will that any should perish. And I'm telling you, if you pray in a prayer to get somebody saved, to get them right, I'm here to tell you, God will deal with them. Amen. He may deal with them to the point to where they feel like they're sick. I tell this a lot. Matter of fact, next Sunday morning, I'll be preaching at 14th Avenue next Sunday morning for their homecoming. I'll just let you guys know their homecoming is next Sunday morning. But I'll be preaching up there next Sunday morning. But there used to be an old man there by the name of Bill Oldecker. And he would say, he was constantly talking to us and telling us. He said, listen, he said, if you run with a pack of wolves long enough, he said, you're going to start howling like them. And he was our Sunday school teacher down through the years that I was there. But Bill would always tell us to make sure that your light is burning, to make sure that things are going good, that everything's right in your life. He constantly was telling us. Let the Spirit do the convicting. You do the praying. That's what needs to be done. You do the praying. Let the Spirit of God do the convicting. Too many times we try to do the convicting. Too many times we try to lay the burden, the guilt trip on somebody. Praise God that we are the ones to do the praying and let the Holy Spirit do the work. I've said this in many different ways, in many different sermons. I've said this. I've said it a lot of different times, but I believe it's worth repeating. Do you want to know why I feel the churches have lost their influence? It's because they've let the oil get too low, or they've let the oil burn out in the churches. I feel that they have. I feel that they've let it run out. I feel that it's got too low. There's no oil in the churches anymore. Folks, I can stand here this morning and talk to you and make a pretty sermon and tell you and try to tickle your ears. And if I did that, it ain't doing you any good and it's not doing me any good. We can have people sing songs and not miss a beat. I know I sound like I'm judgmental this morning, but I'm here to tell you something. I've been to concerts before where people sung gospel songs, and I wish I hadn't went. Can I tell you that? I'm just being honest with you. The Spirit wasn't there. The Spirit wasn't there. They sung the songs beautifully. They sung the songs without missing a word. They sung the songs with all kind of everything else going on. But where was the Spirit of God in it? That's what I'm telling you. Folks, we need to have churches full of the oil of God, full of the Holy Spirit of God, and people wanting to come to the altar, and the convicting power of God in those churches again. For many years, the church has been worried about everything else. They've been worried about too much other than just having the Spirit of God come into it. The church has become like Martha, and you know, the Martha and Mary of the Bible. You know, the church has become like that. And Jesus said this. Jesus answered and said unto her, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her." Brothers and sisters, we need to be keepers of the oil. We need to make sure that the Spirit of God is flowing in us so that the church will be full of the Holy Spirit as well. You know something about the keepers of the oil? He had to stay where the oil was at. Did you know that? He had to stay there. Joash had to stay there. He was appointed for life. Did you know that? That's what he was appointed till death. He was given a duty, rain or shine. He was there. His job was to stay there until he died. The king appointed him. As I said to you earlier, the king has appointed you. The King of Kings has anointed us this morning. Let me tell you something else. The best thing that could happen to you is whenever you get situated and God has saved you and you are someplace, you need to stay there and work for the Lord. Amen? Amen? Work for Him. Praise God this morning. That's what Joash was, the keeper of the oil. You know what? There are going to be times you're going to feel unappreciated. Amen? There are going to be times in your life you will feel unappreciated. I'm here to tell you, there have been times I've heard this out of people. You know what? I do this, I do that. I just feel like people don't care. I'm telling you, God knows all about it. God knows all about it. That should be your only concern this morning. As a keeper of the oil, that's your only concern, is to know that God loves you, that God cared for you, that God is the one that you want to, that God is the one who cares about whatever you do. And He does. God cares for whatever you do. I'm telling you this morning, you know what? This preacher here has sat down sometimes and had pity party for himself. I don't think those people really know what I do. I'm being honest with you. I'm not talking about just here. I've had 3 different churches. But I'm just here to tell you this morning, I don't really... And I get to having this pity party, and God says, "Listen to me, your reward's not down here. Do you understand that? Amen. Nobody's reward is down here. That's right. Lay up your treasures in heaven, where moth and rust does not easily recur. You know, corrupt that. Praise God. I don't know if you're sitting here this morning, maybe you feel unappreciated. I don't know. Just keep on being a good keeper of the oil. That's all God's asking you to be. Just keep on fighting. Keep on doing what He wants you to do. Can I ask you something? You know the price of oil out here today, I forget what it is, like $70 a barrel? You know what? The price of this oil is priceless. Amen? Jesus Christ went to the cross and died for each and every one of us to have a chance to have this oil, to have this. He said, if I don't go away, He said, the Comforter won't come. And the Comforter's here to guide and direct each and every one of us. Amen? Praise God this morning. If they come and get a song, I'm done.